So we are a Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth line from the top. And we're trying to figure out, bottom line, where did Rabbi Eliezer know that Mitzrayim needs tar? Rabbanan learned that from Skanai. And again, I want to go through that limud of Skanai for a moment so we can grasp what's going on. Skanai, the Torah said by Mitzrayim, he has to cut off his beard. Now, why in the world did the Torah have to say it? It says cut off all his hair. Right? So it must be that the Torah is permitting something. What is the Torah permitting? That means the Torah is permitting the cutting off of a beard that should be banned. It means the Torah is saying there's an assay of him to cut off his beard. So the assay of cutting off his beard is going to be doicha, the lav of cutting off a beard. Now, the lav of cutting off a beard, according to the Rabbanon, is only with a razor.
Right.
That means the Torah is saying to the Mitzrayim, you have a mitzvah assay. Assay is doicha loisessa. Go cut off your beard. That's what the Torah is saying to him. And therefore, we see from here that he must cut it off with a razor. Because if he's cutting it off with anything else, there would be no reason for the Torah to permit it. Why shouldn't he cut off his beard? There's no iser. According to Rabbanon, the iser is only with a razor. And the Torah has to give him mitzvah asay to push away the light sasa. Because if not, there's no need to say the word skanai. That's how the Rabbanon see that a mitzvah has to cut it off the tar. But Rabbi Eliezer can't learn that way. Which Rabbi Eliezer learns is an iser cutting off a beard with a plane and a tweezer. So the Torah, right, had to say cut off your beard even if it's not a razor. Maybe by a Mitzrayim you can cut it off with a plane. And because that's also violating the law, that also needs a heter assay deichaloi says so. So therefore, right, you can't see tar over a plane or a tweezer. Because Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to the iser cutting a beard, they are all the same. So therefore, that can't be the source that a Mitzrayim needs tar. That's what we said last week. As an aside, there's a tumul here in the Rishaynim. I don't like to call it a tumul, a discussion in the Rishaynim, that really cutting off a beard might be a loisess and an assay. An assay of connection to you by Kehanim. And therefore, why is the assay doicha loisess of assay? We have a rule that an assay can't be doicha loisess of assay. So this is a discussion why this is different. We're not going to get into it unless the Rush does. So far he hasn't. Now we're going to Rabbi Eliezer. So where does Rabbi Eliezer know that a Mitzrayim needs tar? Now we tried to figure it out from a common denominator of Levium and Nazir, but we rejected it. And we never came to a conclusion of how Rabbi Eliezer knows that a Mitzrayim needs tar. There's no pasuk that we know of by Mitzrayim, and we can't derive it from the others. So the bottom line is, how does Rabbi Eliezer know that a Mitzrayim needs tar? That's the question at hand. For Exegamar, Rabbi Eliezer, my timer. My timer means, how does he know it? It's an interesting expression, because usually my timer means, what's his reason? But over here, my timer means, how does he know it? If you take a look at the Rush, Rabbi Eliezer, my timer, immediately the Rush says, Mehechi Yolof. How does he know that Taglachas Mitzrayim Bitar? So the Rush is concerned by the word my timer. It should have said Rabbi Eliezer Minole. Some have that Girsa, Rabbi Eliezer Minole. We don't have that Girsa. We have the Girsa, Rabbi Eliezer, my timer. And the Rush immediately explains that the my timer here is not like a usual my timer. What is his reason? We want to know what is his source. The miskanei lemati lemelach. He can't learn it out from miskanei. The ashchas is up to shaychat to laf b'shar mavirim. The coin temple yezer. It is forbidden to cut off the beard in other ways as well. So we don't. We know that the Torah is permitting to cut off the beard, but that doesn't tell us tar. So we don't know how Rabbi Eliezer knows tar. Yes, doctor.
I am unclear about the difference, at least in English, between what is his reason and what is his source. Rabbi Eliezer is the one who said that he never said anything except from what he was taught directly. So especially in Rabbi Eliezer, but really in everyone, the structure of the discussion in every Gemara I've ever seen uses psukim as axioms which base everything and based on top of that. So the two understand seems to be
If you don't mind, I'm not going to argue about this, because all I can say is that in the normative way of doing things in the Gemara, when it looks for a source, says Manale, and then when it tries to explain a reasoning behind the source, or when Rabbi Eliezer would say something to Svara based on what he learned from Rebbeim, it would ask him what's Rabbi Eliezer's reason. It wouldn't say, what is, when it says source, it usually says Manale. How does he know?
No, you're repeating what you said
before. I know. But again, I'm not going to sit and argue the point. I don't want to argue this point. Okay. Trust me that in the Gemara, it usually says Manale. That's all. You'll have to trust me on that. If you don't want to trust me, it's fine, but that's what usually
we've
says.
We've already mentioned in Nutter that the language is off.
Again, we're beating a dead horse here. Because all I said was that the Rush goes out of his way to say that my time means Manala. That's all, Weiter. That's all I said. Nothing to say. Zag Digamaya Weiter. Yavuv Me Raishai. He learns it out from the pasuk of Raishai. Now, again, by Mitzayra it says, Yigalach es kol sa'aroi, es Raishai, ves Gonai, ves Gabes Enaf. So Gonai doesn't work for Rabbi Eliezer. But Raishai works. Why? Now, by Raishai, let me explain the difference. By Raishai, it's not a question of cutting off your hair. It's a question of cutting off all the hair of your head, because you are now engaging in cutting off payas. And there's a law in the Torah called Leitzakivus Pas Reishchem, right? That you're not allowed to cut off your payas. Payas is the corners of your head where the hair extends, meaning Sakivu means round off. Rounding off from the back of the temple, I don't know, whatever you want to call this part, to behind the ear, that is cutting off, that's rounding off the head. The Torah doesn't want the hair rounded off. When a Nazir cuts off his hair, he's inevitably rounding off his head because he's not leaving payas. Now, there is a machloikas. Whether the issur of cutting off payas is only when one does not take a haircut, he cuts off only his payas, so then he rounded off the hair of his head. Or even when he cuts off all the hair of his head, so then one can make an argument he didn't round off his hair. There's no hair to round off. So this is the machlokes tanoim. Is hakafas kol harayish ma'akafa, or hakafas kol harayish loish ma'akafa? To translate that, is taking off all the hair called cutting off your payas. Now, you are cutting off your payas, but the question is, what did the Torah ban? Did the Torah ban the cutting of the payas? Or did the Torah ban the cutting of the payas only? Or even when it's included in a total haircut. That's a machloikas tanoim. Gemara assumes that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's issur of cutting off your payas even when you cut off all your hair. The Nazir is cutting off all his hair. He's cutting off all his payas. His payas. How can he do that? Is it issur of cutting off payas with a tar? That's how Rabbi Eliezer holds. The issur of cutting off your payas is only with a tar, not with any other implement. And yet the Torah tells the Nazir to do it. The Torah gives him an assay that's doicha the law of cutting off payas. So we see from here that Emetzaira has to use a tar. Because if he doesn't have to use a tar, he's cutting off his payas. Now, let's read it inside. The blessed my taima, yoluv me raishai, the Tanya. Why did the Torah have to specify that the Torah has to cut the hair off his head? The Brisa says, a Nazir cannot put a razor to his head. We learned that. Now, the reason the Gemara goes to Nazir,
Nazir was a Mitzayra, right?
So that's the Gemara later on. The Gemara is going to ask, why didn't we bring it from a regular guy who cuts off his payas? Why did we need a Nazir? So that's going to be a discussion in Perik Shnei Nazirim, which is next eighth parish. In the eighth parish, there's going to be a long discussion about this, whether cutting off payas with the whole hair is or not. But by another, for sure, there's a law that says a nazir cannot cut off his hair with a razor. And a mitzvah does, even though he's a nazir. It's a raya that a mitzvah must use tar, because a nazir is only aser b'tar. That's what we're bringing a raya. A nazir is only aser b'tar. And a mitzvah has to do it in a way that he's, the pasuk is saying, he's doicha the lav of nazir. It's a raya that he has to use tar. Let's read it inside. Zog derash. Yachu av nazir mitzvah kein. Roi shem hatam ulemer. Mi'achad oksim b'mitzvah kol sarai. It says always here. Ma hutzvich lifluit roi shem. Yochah ben Azim Mitzarekin Le'igalach Reishai. Tamilemi Reishai. L'kaman Reish Perek Stein in Zirim. Later on in Perek number 8. Dayik Tamuda, the Gemara asks, Am I loy mukmina Reishai L'mitchi Lav Da Kofas Reish Kolodam? What do I have to bring a Nazir into the picture? Why can't I say that it's Doichah the Lav of everybody cutting off his payas? The last may have a Lav Gredo. Umanola L'ikma L'Nazir D'Katrei Lavi. By Nazir, it's going to be two ones. The regular lav of cutting off payas and the extra lav of Nazir. Right? Bottom line is, Rush says, have patience. This will be discussed in Perek number 8. However, umid itzrich roisho lamitchi lav de Nazir, alma taglachas mitzayra dafke betar. Now, Rav Nazir, there's a problem with this. Didn't we say the rabbis kol sharam avirim? Didn't we say before that Nazir can't cut it off with anything that gets to his scalp? So how do you see tar? Dr. Rush, the Rav Lazar lemechayev b'Nazir b'shar mavirin. Rav Lazar holds, you're not chayev b'shar mavirin, you're only chayev b'tar. Therefore, he sees in this pasuk that a Mitzayra needs tar. Because Rav Lazar's opinion is, Rav Eliezer, is that a Nazir cannot cut off his hair only with tar. Any other way of cutting off his hair, he doesn't die to the Rabbi Sharm of hearing. He doesn't say Cain Tar. He says only Tar. And yet the Torah came along and said, Mr. Nazir, you have to cut off your hair as being a Torah. That means the Torah is telling you, use a Tar. That's the Raya Rabbi Ezer has, that a Torah needs a Tar. So it's based on, number one, that he holds that a Nazir can cut off his hair any other way. Therefore, when the Torah said Mitzayra is like a Nazir, it must be Batar. That's what the Rush is speaking of. Cannot hear what you said. That was Skarai. There was a different passage.
No, the Gemara before.
Right, and the Gemara said we can't.
Because Mitzayra has a Chumrah.
Right, but the bottom line is the Torah wrote it. I mean, why did the Gemara bring it over there? I don't know. The Gemara wanted to know how we know Mitzayra. No, we're not. We're learning from a pasuk. When you make a logical comparison, I can ask a logical question. When the pasuk tells me something, that means take your logic and put it to the side and listen to the pasuk. When we wanted to compare it to Nazir logically, you could say you can't do that because there's a chumrah. But when I have a pasuk that tells me a Mitzayra pushes away the Isser Nazir, that means obviously the Mitzayra has to do it in a way that pushes away the Isser Nazir.
How does there was an extended to the Mitzayra Ba'alma then? The Mitzayra Ba'alma,
a Mitzayra doesn't need, a Mitzayra Nazir doesn't have any more requirements in Hilchas Taras than a regular Mitzayra.
Maybe yes. Because,
why?
Because he's a Nazir, and therefore he has to use his power.
What?
I mean, it doesn't make sense. Why would he? If he could use another implement, like, say, then
what kind of
would happen?
Whoa.
Is there a lav?
For Nazir to use a tar.
Is there a lav to pass up with any implement?
Again, that, you're asking now a new question to be discussed in Perek number 8. We might get into it a little later. It's a big shiloh, by the way. Okay, Lamaisa.
What?
Whether it is an issue of cutting your payas with any implement besides tar. It's a halakha l'maisa, Shiloh. I mean, it's a halakha l'maisa. It's a halakha l'maisa. The Rambam paskens is only as a b'tar, but everybody else doesn't pasken that way. But I'm not getting into it now. What? Again, unless... Everybody, I mean, if you leave over payas, You're fine. You don't have to leave over long paths.
But Kenny Chow will get you very down to Ashkatz also.
Again, why are we getting involved in something that this is not the subject of the Gemara? We're getting off on a side issue. Zogt the Gemara right. Frag the Gemara the same question it asked last week, and will give the same answer it gave last week. Frag the Gemara, Mimat, who says that a Matzaira has to use a tar? Dilma, la'ilam afil aliktim a malaka de brahitni mitzvah kavet. Maybe a Matzaira can use a plane or a tweezer. V'chitayim a tar lomali. So why did the Torah have to permit tar? Remember, not feeling the tar. Maybe the Torah is saying you could do it with a tar. Not that you have to do it with a tar. Same question we asked last week. Sound good, I tell Hamina. Because if the Torah wouldn't have permitted it, I would have said you're not allowed. Kamash Mlandalai, that you're allowed. Who says the Torah is requiring tar? Maybe the Torah is allowing tar. And for the Gemara, the old site of Rish Lakish, we don't allow Esther to push off Lois Esther unless it's required. If you're going to tell me a tweezer and a plane is only it can be is the same mitzvah, right? Rish Lakish. Bring in Rish Lakish's rule. Rish Lakish's rule is Esther's only doicha Lois Esther if there's no other option. If there's another option, that's just not daicha loisesa. If you're allowed to cut it off any other way, the Torah wouldn't allow you to use tar. And since the Torah wrote Scott and Breitschai to allow you to use tar, must be that the Torah is saying you have to use tar by Mitzvah. Dr. Ashi, Dr. Rush, Lemishra filu b'tar, im yirza, Mitzvah nami mechayev im hunazer. Umishani, im isa de ain taglachas mitzaira dafka bizar, beloy dachi, it's not daicha. Even the evshim and malachim rehitni l'kayim shneim, you can keep both because they're shlavish. The Akwainim have an interesting deal. The Gemara talks about a nazir mitzaira. How about if he's a mitzaira that became a nazir? We're always talking about he was a nazir. He turned into a mitzaira, so he's on hold from his naziris. He has to get rid of his taras. He's still a nazir, but he can't count the days. Right? But and then he has to get rid of his taras and go back to counting his naziris. What if he was a mitzaira first and decided to become a nazir?
Is that like a nazir
b'beis hakoras? A nazir b'beis hakoras has to get out and start counting his naziris. The question is there an allowance for him to cut his hair? Is it only when a Nazir became a Mitzaira that we say we allow him to cut his hair?
And does that have to start again?
Doesn't have to start again. It's
right.
Only by Thomas May. Well, how about if he's a Mitzaira who became a Nazir? Would we have that same allowance? Now, Kleinem want to say no. That a Mitzaira who becomes a Nazir is stuck the rest of his life. He cannot cut up his hair as Taras because he became a Nazir. Who asked him to become a Nazir while he's a Mitzaira? Nobody asked him to become a Nazir while he's a Mitzaira. The Nazir that became a Mitzaira was put into that position. But the Mitzaira who becomes a Nazir, it's self-inflicted. They compare it to, do we save people from themselves? Are you allowed him in Mechal Shabbos to save him Abed Atzma Ladas? You're allowed him in Mechal Shabbos to Bekuach Nefesh. Big tumult, a person, Rachmana Litzlan, wants to commit suicide. Is one allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to prevent suicide? It's Pekuach Nefesh, but it's self-inflicted Pekuach Nefesh. Big tumult. From his Zalman had the whole tshuva when he screams at people who fast on Yom Kippur after the doctor told them not to, and then they have to have people be Mechal Yom Kippur to save their life, which he was mater, but very unhappily mater. Very unhappily mater. Who asked the guy to fast on Yom Kippur? The doctor told him, don't fast on Yom Kippur. This guy is firmer than the doctor. Fast on Yom Kippur, and because of that, they had to be Mechal Yom Kippur. So Mr. Zalman was not a happy camper, and he was after it because he did save the life. He allowed it, but he was very, very, very upset because it's a big shiloh. If I'm not going to hold, I'll walk on the mitzvah. Guy wants to kill himself. That doesn't matter. I mean, we try to save it, but that was called Shabbos. Who says? Big tumult. Same thing here. Mitzrayim becomes a Nazir. It's self-inflicted. Hello? Nobody asked you to become a Nazir.
What happens to the 30-day rule for Nazir becomes
a What do you mean?
30-day rule of hair growth.
He has to have 30 days of hair.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's going to, again.
That's
only the hair growth.
He can drink wine?
No. What I'm trying to say is if it's a 60-day Naziris.
Let's say it's a
30-day Naziris. A 30-day Naziris, you would have to have 30 days afterwards. But if it's a 60-day Naziris, you would not have to start over again.
That
Naziris, that Naziris becomes Naziris. He's not with his
life at all. He has to,
right? Why? Again, nothing didn't change anything. I'm trying to figure out what you...
I can't take a haircut, that's what you said. You can't stop being a
Naziris. That's what they were saying, correct.
So he's
right.
Not with his wife.
Well, to my question, if a Naziris mukhwil is mutter b'tas m'shem yitzir or not. My question is a might cut. He can't end his Naziris until he gets rid of the Taraz. Doesn't count. He can't count days while he's a Matzaira. This is a discussion that Michael Tchinnik and other Achorayim, I just mentioned it, that's all. The case in the Gemara is a Nazir that became a Matzaira. Yochel af Nazir Matzaira Kei. Not Matzaira Nazir, Nazir Matzaira. First the Nazir, then a Matzaira. They talk about the Shaila again. It has to do with, we say, is the Torah interested in saving people from self-inflicted wounds? Well, the Torah is, the Raya, we can do tshuva, but we can save ourselves from self-inflicted wounds. But that's, anyway, that's the discussion. Frank the Gemara. Rabbanon, hi Roshay my Darshibe. Rabbanon don't need Roshay to be matter, to teach us that a Mitzrayim needs a tar, because we know that from Skanai. So what did the Rabbanon do with Reishai? Now, there could be multiple answers, but all that's going to answer is why Rabbanon didn't use Reishai. But what did Rabbanon use Reishai? Why did the Torah write Reishai? Dr. Gemara, Miboilu Lamitchi Lav Da Hakafa. They say, nothing to do with tar. There's a lav to cut off your payas. A regular person, not a Nazir. And the Torah allows a Mitzrayim to cut off his payas. Nothing to do with a Nazir, not teaching us tar. Stop. We know a Mitzrayim needs tar from Skanai. Can a Mitzrayim cut off his payas? A regular Mitzrayim. Nothing to do with being a Nazir. He's going to have to cut off all his hair. He's cutting off his payas. How do we know that from Rishai?
How about Rabbi
Yezir? What? All that is now going to be discussed here and in the Eighth Perek. So what's not discussed here is discussed there. The Tanya, L'takivu pas reishchem, yochav mitzayra kein, Talmud loymer reishai. Frank the Gemara, once you had skonai, it taught me as a rechaleitzesa. So why do I need reishai? You're right that Reishai can teach us that. But we learned from Skanai that the Mitzrayim can cut off his beard, which is also acid reichalai tzatza. But tepik rei miskanai. Lami li lemichtiv Reishai. Tepik rei miskanai. The Tanya. Skanai, ma Talmud leimar. The same Reishai that we brought before. How do I know Skanai? What is the time to write Skanai? Fish and amir pat Skanam lo yigalechu. Yachav Mitzrayim kain tabu lai miskanai. So lami li lemichtiv Reishai, but lami li lemichtiv Skanai. According to the Rabbanon, why do we have to write both to teach? I mean, once you have Skanai, it teaches me as a Zaychalai Sessa. So why do I need Rashai? I can figure it out on my own. There's an assay to cut off all his hair, and there's a lav to cut off his payas. Assay is Zaychalai Sessa. Why do I need Rashai to teach it to me when I have Skanai that teaches it to me? Yes. Yeah, obviously. Yes. But if not, it's not a lav. And you're back to the kasha, what do we need Reisha for? But what did the Torah write Reisha for? Dr. Gemara, Shrichi, I need both Skanai and Reishai. Dr. Gemara, what? Because the Rachmanit Skanai only, like Chassid Raishai. Have Amina Akafas Kala Raish Leishma Akafa. I would have thought that a regular person can cut off all his hair. Forget it, Messiah. A regular person decides to take a baldy, right, a triple zero haircut. He cuts off all the hair of his head, didn't violate a law. Akafas Kala Raish Leishma Akafa. By writing Roshai and allowing a Mitzairah to do it, that means the Torah is teaching me that a regular person is not allowed to do it. It's a backhand way of teaching it to me. By telling me that a Mitzairah is allowed to cut off his hair, that's telling me that a regular person can't cut off his hair. That teaches me that the issue of cutting off payas is even on all the hair.
But he's cutting off one side of his head.
Cutting off all sides of his head.
If he's cutting off one side, is that is he over...
Yes, cutting off one payah. Each pay is its own law.
In other words, if he does all his head, he's doing it in increments.
Now, again, he can cut off the middle first. Rounding off means you have the hair on top of the payah. What if the hair on top of the payah is gone? Well, he got the Rechmana Reishai to teach me that cutting off all the hair is a law in the Torah. I would have thought it teaches me too. The Asi Asa B'dachar Lois Asa U'mashma Da'kofas Kala Reishma Ha'kofa B'vakati B'tar Minolan. How do I know you have to use tar? Because maybe the history of cutting out payas includes any implement. We wouldn't see that a Mitzairah needs tar. How do you know? Cutting out payas? Using scissors. Using a shaving machine. If it wouldn't say Zekanai, it would only say Raishai. We would learn out that Esa Zekalai Sesa. We would learn out a Kavas Kala Raisha Shema Akava. But we wouldn't know that a Mitzairah needs Tsar. To teach me that a Mitzairah needs Tsar. So each one teaches me a new halacha. Skanai teaches me that a Mitzairah needs Tsar. And Esa Zekalai Sesa. And Roshai teaches me that there's a law of cutting off your payas and at the Daichalai Sessa. I don't need both to compress the Daichalai Sessa, but each one adds a different factor. Skanai adds that the mitzvah of Mitzairah is Mitar, and Roshai adds that if you're not a Mitzairah, one cannot cut off the whole head. Taking a triple zero haircut is awesome. Therefore, anybody who takes a very short haircut has to be very careful to leave his payas. Now, payas, the question is where does it start and where does it end? Some people hold payas start from up here. So when one takes a haircut, he would have to leave the hair from up here all the way to the back of his ear, this whole section. That's why if you take a regular haircut, then you're leaving over enough hair to the lock of righteously a Christ, and therefore there's no shiloh. So that's why a very short haircut comes as danger if you don't leave over the payas. That is why these new modern style haircuts, there's these new haircuts that nobody in this room probably takes because it's meant for the young. If you did it, they wouldn't do it, right? So they have to do it because you don't do it. So those new style haircuts is a big shiloh payas because they shorten some parts more than other parts. It becomes a whole thing. And it's a new style. Again, I'm not a barber, and I don't take that kind of haircut, so I can't, what?
Very tapered on the side.
Right, that's the problem. Shorter on the side than it is on top. Question is, how short is short? Right. But this is the new in thing, yeah, again. No, I don't think anybody in this room takes it, because if they did, they wouldn't, the other ones wouldn't do it. Right? It wouldn't be new. Yes?
That seems very odd to me. Definitionally, even
sports
do have some hair coming out of
the mouth. As we can say, right, so whatever that year is.
In which case, then there's no difference between the
sister
and the
brother. Again, we paskin alokalamai said that there's no difference if it's close. Correct. Again, the Rambam paskin's only tired. But again, that's how the Rambam paskin.
It obviates a good amount of. But,
I don't like to talk halakha l'maisa, but halakha l'maisa we're machmer.
That's okay.
Right, we're only talking about past Reishai.
Right,
It's only tar. It's only tar. You can't
take a shaver, electric shaver, to your face.
You could, but it
doesn't. Right. No, but the people that use shave their chin don't use the same machine for their face.
Again, Dr. Schwab was saying, Dr. Rush.
There used to be a picture of fellow
right there
with Ted. Some areas you had to be careful about.
Dr. Rush. Dr. Rush, where are we up to? The Rush is, we're up to Rabban and High Rush and my Darchi Beg. It's on Lem Aleph, Hamad Aleph. I don't know where everybody has it. Rabban and High Rush and my Darchi Beg. Even the Meskona Yedinah, the Taglach is Matar Batar. We know it from Meskona. Meboilu Lemitri Lav Da Kofa. Yochav Matar Kain. Nakayim Krod, the whole Sarai. Hecha the Nimritu Payas Rashai. Maybe a Metzaira cannot cut off his payas because it's cutting off his payas and it's also to do, right? Maybe he could only cut off his hair. Maybe in Echonamia, Metzaira, who has payas, has got a problem. Maybe he has to wait till all his payas fall out on their own. That's why the Torah wrote right side that he can cut it off. But typically, Miskeino, the Shemina Menasa, the Echoloi Sessa. You leave the rest. You equal your sides. You equal the temple to the back of your ear. To teach me, because Rachmana Raishai, Hava Mina, Mas Matarti, Kloimar, Afa Gabda Shemina Mene Tarti, we would have learned out two things. The Asi Dasa Dacha Lightsasa, Vakafas Kala Raisha Makafa. We would have learned both those things out. But Akati, Tar Minole, the Akafas Payas a Raish, Bain Batar, Bain Shaloi Batar Machayev. The Rabban and Hold your Chayev whether you use a Tar or not. Period. End of explanation of the Gemara. Yes. Could be. I have no idea. Makes sense. Could be. Mikan yes lomoid. The Asir lohakim tzdov av b'misparayim. That the rest of this Gemara you learn. That even scissors can't be used to cut off your payas. Miudatka kshenat when samuch l'rais. The hachi mashma lishna d'amina b'makas hamash v'tzdov achayre aznav, which means there's not very little left. Doesn't have to be nothing left like a tar, but it has to be little left. But the sefta namitanya chayim shtayim achas l'tzdov achas l'tzdov mikan. One for one side, v'agav l'dov mikan, v'ein achayev atchi kifenu b'tar, v'ainu ke'ein tar. V'alkarka churgulu l'niach t'dov m'l'galeach. V'alkein, that's why we leave our payas. We leave payas because we say even with scissors it's usher to get too close. This is the source why people should grow payas. Now, in Masechtas, Makas, the Rishonim discuss exactly where payas is and what payas is. You have all kinds of shittas, how long payas have to be. V'chulu, 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 v'chulu. Some say to the bone here, some say to the bottom of here, some say down here.
Could Mark get into how Rabbi Lazar learns this idea of Hakka? This is the source for the Rabbanim.
How do you know Rabbi Lazar has to agree on Hakka? It's called a Rish Makas. It's a Makloika.
That's what we said.
He doesn't have to hold that. He only brought it from Nazir. We have no riot that he holds that. At least not from this one. No. Frank the Gemara. Rav Lazar d'Asi Asim v'daycha loyseh l'manalei. According to him, Metzaira is telling me that he has to do a batar. Right? How do I know that Asim v'daycha loyseh? Right?
The whole concept
of Esed Reichel Oysesa. let me explain. Let me explain what the Gemara is saying. According to Eliezer, the raya was, the case was a Nazir Mitzayra. That's what the Torah is talking about, Nazir Mitzayra. A Nazir Mitzayra is a lav and an assay. There's an assay of Tarwa Yavra Raisha. There's a lav of Kaddishia Gadol Parasa. I'm sorry. There's a lav of Tarwa Yavra Raisha. There's an assay of Kaddishia Gadol Parasa Raisha. And the Torah is permitting the Mitzayra to push away a lav and an assay. That's a Kiddush. You can only do that if you have an other pasuk that tells me Esses Dechalaitzes. You have no right to jump two steps if maybe the Torah is only telling me one step. Maybe the Torah is only talking about a regular Mitzayra and the Torah is being Matrapeus. How do you know that the Torah is permitting in order for you to go and say that the pasuk is talking about a Nazir, that means you're telling me that there would be no reason to say it by a regular Mitzayra. Why not? Because you must know as a Dechalaitzes from somewhere else. Because if you didn't know it, why wouldn't you go and say it's talking about a regular Nazir? Right? And telling you that the Assay of Mitzayra is Dechal the Lav of cutting off payas. Yes.
But not,
maybe Nazir has a lav of Nazir has two lavim of Nazir besides the Israelite Takifu. Tarlo Yavah Arashai and Kaddishia Gadol Parasa Arashai. Then I say Kaddishia Gadol Parasa Arashai. Turns out the Torah was Matzirin. But that's a double step. You must have known that the Israelite said from somewhere else. But if you didn't know from somewhere else, how in the world have you a right to say that this is talking about an usher?
Why
is the only question of Rabbi Lazar then? It's about a regular guy, and it's teaching you as a Bezalel says.
Regular.
Mitzayra, who cuts off his bayas.
And they know that,
too.
Oh, because it's Kano and
Rosha, both. Again, Rosha itself teaches me that a Mitzayra can cut off his bayas. One lav, one assay. I say against the light sensor, and the Torah says it can push it away. But Rabbi Eliezer said it's about a Nazir Mitzayra. He raised the stakes. And he did that because he owes this is the proof that a Mitzayra needs tar. So he's jumping. Exactly. He's jumping without being basic. Must be he knows the basic elsewhere. That's how Titus explains this Gemara. Correct the Gemara. Rabbi Lazar d'Asi asked for Deicha Slay Sesim and Alei. And for the Gemara, Yalov Migdilim, he learns it out from Titus, the Tanya, Leisu B'Shatnas, Temer Upishtim Yavdov, not allowed to wear Shatnas, Hogdilim Tassel Chomehem. Right afterwards it says Leisu B'Shatnas Temer Upishtim Yavdov, Gdilim Tassel Chal Arbis Kampus Sisla, but make Titus, and Titus is Shatnas. Because you have to have tchelitz, which is wool, and you're allowed to use pishtun, which is flax, and you're tying together wool and flax. That's shatnas. And the Torah is permitting it, because that's his Deichalai, that's
the average Yid is allowed to make sense.
Bizman Azeh, or in the time of the Gemara?
Why was it allowed in the time of the Gemara?
That's his Deichalai, says.
Why is it not allowed to?
That's a different story. That's a good question. No, the Gemara's not going to get involved in that. Not here, elsewhere.
But what do you don't have to
use? That's the Rishayim Skashi Yavamas. Why don't we employ Rish Lakish? Who said you should put in Pishtan? Use only Tzemer. This is the Ramban and the Rashba, they all talk about it in Yavamas. This is the Kash of the Rishayim. What's the Heter to wear Shatnas and Tzitzis when you can use pure Tzemer? Remember, they didn't have cotton. Well, they did have cotton, but I shouldn't say that. They made the begadim out of a normal baguette. It's either tzemer or pishtun. And the Torah says, put on tzitzis. So the question that you're saying to me is, don't wear pishtun. You won't have to do shatnas. Wear tzemer. Tzemer is tzemer. Has to be blue wool. There's a mitzvah on tchelus. This is the kasha. Now, if you want to know the answer to your question is, because at night, you can't wear, it's no mitzvah tzitzis. And if you wear shatnas, the minute it becomes shkia, you're ivory and isser. There's no assay.
Some people do wear tzitzis.
Again. The mitzvah of the Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is to wear tzitzis by day. What if it turns night?
You don't have an
assay. You don't have an assay. You can wear tzitzis whenever you want. Nobody says it's an isser. But if it's shatnas, it becomes an isser. That's number one, and there's another reason also. It's not for now.
Rush, like it's, you know,
it's Machloik, some are trying to hold back your Yamish Chai Belila. So going to them, you have to have a different reason. Yeah, that's why I didn't want to get involved. Doug DeRush.
Did they have the same problem back then? Tom
again.
Tom
it's Xavier Drabara. The Torah didn't deal with that Xavier. The Raisa Itzruch Ligaluch Matsayri Bachar, Mehatan Asi Lahi Dukhiyah. Megdilim Tasilachov. The Asi Asay the Gdilim Badaki Laisas and Laiso Bishat. The Asay of Titus is Daicha Laiso Bishat. Fine. That ends this part of the Sugya. To be resumed in Perek number 8, in a longer way, about Akafis Kalaraish. Where the Gemara is going to get involved in Eighth Perek, in Shnei Nazirim, about cutting off beards and cutting off hair and cutting off all kinds of different things. So that's going to be in Eighth Perek coming up from Eretz Hashem in a few weeks from now. 15 blot from here, Staff Nun Zion, and we're on Mem Beis. But, you know, Eretz Hashem, one day we will get there, Eretz Hashem. Fine, now we start a new sugya. Back to Nazir. Finished with Asa Daisa Laisa Asa. We're finished with tar. We know how much siren needs tar. We know, according to one man, the other from Skanai, according to the other man, the other from Raichai. We know it. Now we need a new discussion. Omer Mar, we said before, Bekulam Shigilchu Shalai
B'tar. Sorry, can I get back to Gideon for a minute? They said, the reason we know a Seidoch Elosas is from Dil, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Torah telling us something. We're not...
Well, isn't... Obviously, I understand. Don't we learn everything out of the Torah?
It's not... But it's a requirement. That's most of us. That you can put Kedilim, you can do woolen linen and the flax.
That means the Torah is saying that the mitzvah of tzitzis is taich of the law of life.
When I think about pushing off, Doche, it's we're doing it, not that the Torah...
Well, you are. You're wearing the Kedilim.
I think
the Torah says that
something.
I know, the Torah says that a Messiah, I'm sorry, the Torah said a Messiah should cut off all his payas. So when the Messiah cuts off all his payas, that's his
Dachalite
says so. Is he doing it or the Torah did it?
The Torah is telling you to do it.
That's exactly what it did by Titus.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what's the difference in you, Titus, and the Messiah cutting off all his payas.
There is no difference.
Exactly. That's what the Torah says. That's what
I told Avram to shut the...
100%. That means the Torah gave him a mitzvah saseh that was doicha the lab of Ritzicha.
Yeah.
We don't learn how that's the Torah says that from there.
Why not?
Because it's before Matan Torah. That's one reason. Number two, he never did it. Shem said, I never told you to shechtem. There was no assay to shechtem. But we will stop here today. Tomorrow I'm on the phone, Amir Tshem, and I hope to be back, Amir Tshem. I will be back in person on Wednesday morning.